Just the tops are 20 minutes. Should be better 15 because it's 5.
That's just 10 slides, so it's should be alright. Actually, this is cute. I've never given a talk with a hockey club. So, what I will try to talk about is some mechanism of controlling the soft SUSE rating sector in the MSSM. That's one of the strong mechanisms to have. And in particular, what happens when you are more ambitious and you try to understand also the other sector by means of some friendly symmetries. So I'll be talking about the combining SUGA and friendly symmetries. Well, if that makes sense, then what happens? So as we shall see that this, I mean, it's quite likely that you face some troubles with SUGA induced F terms that were not there, I mean, there are regular symmetries. So this is my outline. I'll focus most on the second piece where the piece of relevancy evaluation will be identified. And then give an example of an SUT family symmetry that, as we shall see, is going to be a kind of particular because that would completely screen SUGA in some cases. In other words, I mean, SUT is sensible for understanding the layer violence of the subset of the SUGA. Well, up to some kind of particular cases, but I do not comment on that anymore. So just to recapitulate what the SUSE flavor signature is. In the MSSM, the flavor is not encoded only in the local sector, but also in the soft sector, including the A terms that are flavor meters, I'm interested in the flavor space as well as the soft masses. And so you not only you have also this 6x6 general mass matrices, and even if you get rid of the flavor changing of the currents in the Higgs sector by just like analyzing the color, you still, there's nothing that will guarantee that simultaneously this mass this flavor piece will be favored or CP conserving. So, typically, this is parameterized by means of so the delta parameters invented by Masiero and company. And they are just given by this SUSE breaking flavor structures in a particular basis where the class are variables. So this is just a convenient parameterization. And it's convenient because these are the quantities that are usually used for power expansions. And for which they got experimental balance. So this is a CPN flavor issue is why these parameters, experimentally, these parameters are so small. If the initial scale would be something like order one or something, these are typically, the experimental constants are like 10 to minus 3, 10 to minus 5 in the first generation. And but some less severe in the second, that's the flavor CP issue of SUSE. So how SUGA solves this, or how does SUGA address this issue? Well, in SUGA, the soft sector is effective and can be computed out of the Kähler potential and the Yukawas by means of these formulae. So you see that in SUGA, this bit, it's flavor universal because this all is before canonical normalization, before we bring this kinetic form to the canonical basis. So at the leading level, this bit gives flavor universality, and the rest is can be governed by other arguments. On the A-term side, this bit is flavor universal. There's no alteration of the flavor structure. This bit is a tricky, and this bit can be shown to be often very suppressed or doesn't need to see evaluation. So the standard mechanism is to sequester the hidden sector field from the visible sector by just by demanding or ensuring that there's no direct cutting of the visible sector to the hidden sector. In such a case, only this term very much remains there, and let's just play on Fred player diagonal. So and we are in a good shape for the flavor and CP problem in symmetry. So this is what I just told you. But the point is that if you are more ambitious and if you do more than just the system, in particular if you employ some feminine symmetries to understand the Yukawa sector, for instance, then this doesn't work anymore. And the reason is that in such theories, you need an extra X-matrix sector that transforms non-trivially under the feminine symmetry and that breaks it. That means there's an extra X field that couples to metric by definition, that acquires Lacan expectation by there's a kind of there's a short intermezzo of feminine symmetries. Usually, the feminine symmetries work in such a way that they protect the Yukawa couplings at the leading order, so that you can control the shape of the Yukawa matrices by means of powers of some so-called fadings. Those are these X's I had in mind. So everything is, well, it depends on the character of the model, but for instance, in SUT case, the meta sector as well as the fadings transform as triplets or anti-triplets with respect to SU3, everything's forbidden at the three level. So all your Yukawa entities emerge only after these fragments receive an academic expectation value. The typical scenario, I mean, to ensure the lepton mixing matrix to look like this is you involve three different types of Flavin fields. And these are, as I said, these are non-trivial in flavor, in the family space, so in this case, these are triplets. And in order to join these very special textures, you typically employ field cycles. I'm just giving you these little formula here because we will see it later. So with these extra fields at hand, these are fields that couple to the mental sector by definition, and they do acquire vacuum expectation values. But this is the situation that's potentially dangerous because everybody in Suga, everybody who gets a F, potentially gets an F term. And the reason is that, I mean, there's not only the global Suzy F term like this, but also this bit in Suga. So if you focus on this bit, because you, in principle, you can trim the global Suzy F term superable measures homomorphic, and that means it's sensitive to extra symmetries, of course. But Hill is not Hill's admission, so it's hard to fight against unwanted terms there. So let me just focus for a while on this bit, assuming just the simple scale I can think of. That means phi star. If you take this derivative, you end up with something that looks like, I mean, for the F term, the flavor field that looks like gravity minus times that. So, and this is up to some cancellations due to say non-zero term, non-zero global Suzy term. This is typical, say, prediction or a typical behavior of the Flavin F terms in the Flavin models, in Flavin Suga models. So if this is the case, there's something that you cannot efficiently get rid of. Because with extra F term in the game, even if you get rid of the hidden sector contribution to the soft masses and the A terms, you never get rid of this bit, because this is really this F term. And the question is, of course, well, naively, since this is a different scale, I mean, the scale you break your feminine symmetries, it's just essentially arbitrary, as far as I don't care about the implications that things set up. Let's be simplistic and assume this is really arbitrary. So naively, one could say that, well, I can tune this phi f to a very low value, And these F-terms will be very small indeed. So what's the issue? But the point is that it's irrelevant. I mean, the scale of such an F-term is irrelevant, because how does the F-term actually enter the formula for the soft masses and the A-terms? Actually, for the soft masses, it enters like square of the F-term. So this is a formula for hidden sector contribution, for would-be hidden sector contribution that we can get into by, say, sequestering, for instance. This is the same for the flavons. And you can see that it's like the F-term square times double derivative of the Taylor metric. And that means that's like an expansion, like the second term of a Taylor expansion. So even if you lower the F-term at will, you compensate for this lowering by means of these two derivatives. So it's not true that this is arbitrarily small. I mean, you can just compare it to the hidden sector contribution, the would-be hidden sector contribution, and you see, well, of course, you don't reconstruct the universal term because this is omnipresent. But this flavor, non-trivial terms are of the same order for this kind of chaos potential. So although this is a subleading effect, it's still competitive, because if you don't manage to reconstruct this one, then you are dead. So we should be looking at the relevant terms, that means higher orders. For the A terms, the situations are quite similar. I would say even more severe, because the Yukawas are typically, in this business, the Yukawas are just some polynomials in the flavons. So if you take the derivative and immediately, that means you reduce the degree of the polynomial, you immediately restore it by multiplying with this F term. So this doesn't even depend on the magnitude of, I mean, on the suppression of the F term as a whole, of course, because these verbs are actually such that your Yukawas are non-prime ones. So this is not the magnitude of the F. In other words, the magnitude of the F term is dictated by the hierarchies in the Yukawa sector. So, for instance, this could, let me just push it to a ridiculous example of SU3, because, in SU3, this is exactly the structure you get even without supergravity. I mean, SU3 is such that, if you impose SU3 flavor symmetry in the soft sector, this is exactly the universality you restore in soft masses, for instance. So, in a sense, supra combined with SU3 is as good as SU3. Right? But that's almost trivial. Let me just give you an example. So this is based on the set of, well, on the SU3 family symmetry and the set of flavon fields I've been talking about. This is the simple, I think, effective Yukawa sector, I'm assuming. And how do the Yukawa matrices emerge from this bit that corresponds to the combination of these two flavons? You get this basic structure of the Yukawa matrix, of course. It's not the whole story. From here, you get second generation, and from here, you get the third generation of color. So this is just an illustration of how does it work in the Yukawa sector, how do you see the interlacement works in the Yukawa sector. However, if this Susi breaking scale is slower than the family symmetry breaking scale, that means that the family symmetry should govern also the Susi breaking sector. And that means that the same structures that were popping out in the Yukawa sector should also govern the soft sector. That means the flavons here should be the same. And indeed, if you do that, that means, well, if you write down all the mass matrices, all the soft sources, the mass matrices and the atoms, and start doing the phenomenology, you can test this kind of framework. Of course, up to some older, typically older one Wilson coefficients. So that's what we've done with my colleagues, with Stefan, which is the end of the last year. And well, this class of SU3 models is almost good concerning the flavor, concerning the SUSY flavor and CP problem, apart from two sectors. One of them is the electric dipole moments. Well, we've chosen this as a, I've chosen this as an example because electric dipole moments are very, very much externally constrained. And yeah, likely to, the measurement is likely to be strongly improved in the near future. So if this model was problematic already now, then it's going to be more problematic in the near future. So if you do that, I mean, given this flavor structure in the soft SUSY breaking sector, you can compute actually these delta parameters. And what you get is, say, slight discrepancy. Well, this is almost an order of magnitude discrepancy in the down and left sector. But this is not, of course, just an effective theory approach, because these Wilson coefficients at the effective theory level are just reasonable assumptions, all the one. But we are comparing SUBRA approach with the SU3. Well, once we do SUBRA, this is what's going to be fixed by the super coefficients. So this is the place that this part endures where SUSY breaking mechanism should fix in. And it's easy to do actually. So let me take the let me do that. I'll focus on this single term in the A terms, because the rest is innocent from the point of view of the electric dipole moments at the leading level. So this is the shape of the Yukawa matrix that actually enters the A terms. You can do that. And what you typically get is that, you see there is a derivative with respect to everybody who gets an F-term, so that means in particular the flavons, and there's a Higgs field that kind of plays a role of collapsing this bit that's unwanted for the neutrino sector. What's important here is that these operators are different dimensions. Emerge at different level. This is high order dimension in these three. And typically the effective A terms are proportional, because of this derivative here, are proportional to the dimension times the corresponding Yukawa. And that means that this bit receives a different, there's no direct proportionality of these two terms, and the cancellation is, in other words, the cancellation is not ideal. And actually, SUBRA doesn't give you what you want, because you start with O1 number and you end up with O1 number as well. So that means that unless something quite non-trivial happens, SUBRA doesn't provide a relief from this flavor problem of the SU3 family symmetric model. And this is work in progress, and I won't comment on that more, but we think we do have some mechanism that has to do with the dynamics in the flavon sector that could actually help us with, say, reconciling the SU3 family symmetry with the experimental limits, at least for the short, in the short future horizon. We don't know what would happen after the measurements would be published. That's somewhat later on. So that's all. This is just my conclusion. So I think the most important message is that once you do flavor family symmetries, standard SUBRA mechanism dealing with SUSY flavor and CP problem should be taken. It's altered, I would say. And in the extreme case of taking as strong family symmetries as C3 on itself is as good as super gravity. So that's the main message of my talk. Thank you very much for the attention.
You mentioned electric dipole moments. In what sectors do you relate in interaction with fields, main in your model?
Yeah,
I just tried to formulate a more specific question. Where is electron-nucleon interaction as well as CP? Where is electron-electric dipole moment? Where is nucleon-electric dipole moment?
Sure.
And nucleon-nucleon superrelation interaction.
Sure. So this was for the electron and for the neutron.
Electron and neutron. You cannot consider anything like electron, nucleon, and nucleon.
Well, you're right. I mean, for the mercury, for instance, the mercury EDMs are even, are imposing even more severe constraints on them. But this is just for illustration. We did constrain the mercury in the paper.
You did consider it.
Yeah, the mercury has been considered, but only in simplistic manner, just reading out the bound from the data parameter from differences and compare it to this. Yeah.
If you read my paper, I may comment on the results.
Sure.
No, I know.
Normally with this kind of models, you don't want to include an axion. Do you have that in mind?
Why?
Were you thinking of spontaneous CP violation?
Yes.
So normally in that case, rather than just looking at the EDM, you also want to look at corrections to theta.
Yeah, we didn't do that. Yeah. We didn't do that in the at this sort of view. We did that for the signals that we thought. Yes.
It's just if you don't have an axion, yes, that's usually about 3 or 4 times before. Yeah.
Move on, let's move on to the next.